All right, good morning, everyone. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday on page Kufhei. On page Kufhei, that first section. Harama's telephone. Now, you'll see also, you'll notice, I want to be clear, a lot of his examples that he's going to be using are about the phone. He's not anti-phone. He's just using this as a wonderful example that I think we all know is very, very lemaisa. So he says the fine. Harama's telephone, picking up of the phone, Ibud koach halavad, is a loss of the power of solitude. Dugma nosefes. Let me give another example. He says, Shas leila mukdemes. It's early in the evening. Akeres habayis asuka kerega bahashkavas hayiladim. Let's say again, the mother of the home. So she's busy putting the children to sleep. Vehine tuch kidei shehim esaperes sipur ukedoma. Now, in the middle of telling a bedtime story to her kids, what happens? Mitzalzel hatelefon. So the phone rings. Vehine geshes miyad laharim. And she goes immediately to try to pick it up. Ha'im be'emes hisavura. Does the mother for a moment think that the phone is more important than her kids? Of course not. If you ask her, she'll of course tell you that of course they're not, the telephone is not more important than her children. So obviously we're not talking about over here some important conversation that she has to have right now. So I'll say, what Rav Schwartz is pointing out over and over again is this idea that we lose this ability to, what he's talking about is we lose this ability for personal solitude. But the way this more often expresses itself is we lose the ability to focus on the task at hand. So he says, Alel Yisrael, she has to habituate herself. Achshav Yisuka. She has to remind herself now she's taking care of putting the kids to sleep. Zu matara maspik chashuva she'in siba lahafriya oso be'emso. That is something that is important enough that should not be interrupted. Shouldn't be interrupted. It's important. Vim yeshla, listen to this. Vim yeshla yitzahara kol kach chazak larim telefonim. And mamish, if she just has an incredible life struggle with picking up phones, right? And she mamish, if she has a ringing phone, she mamish has no choice but to go ahead and pick it up. Do you know what she should do? Shetotzi esheka telephone me'ataka velo tishamish ha'metzaltzlin. What should she do? Shut off the ringer. Meaning if that's ultimately, again, if it's just too difficult, just shut off the ringer. Ze davar matzui biyosre b'chayinu. Says this is something that is very common within our lives. Adam merim telephone shemitzalto. Person lifts up a ringing telephone. Af sheim nishal oso yode shamaisa hu bo oso keis choshev yosem telephone. Meaning, if you ask a person, the activity that you're in the middle of, is that more important than picking up the telephone? And the person will of course say yes. Af al piking hu lo matzliach lehinatik mehergel muzar zeh. But yet he can't detach himself from this regular habit of just interrupting what he's doing and answering the phone. Mahu ma'abed kan? What does a person lose? So if I'm in the middle of, again, going ahead and doing this process, and remember, he's going to say this over and over again, we're not even talking about spirituality over here, right? Remember the examples that he's used so far. He's used, you know, I'm reconciling my bank statement at the end of the month, or I'm putting the kids to sleep. But again, what ends up happening is we're so quick to interrupt these processes for things that are clearly less important. And remember, less important is relative. My reconciling my bank statement might not be the most important thing in the world, but at the end of the day, that's what I'm currently engaged in. And yet, we lose the concept of focus. We can't concentrate on the task at hand. You know, it's interesting. People like to pride themselves on multitasking, but they're not really multitasking.
Doing everything poorly.
Exactly. Multitasking is wonderful if you could do multiple tasks at 100% efficiency. What ends up more often happening is that you do four different tasks at about 75%. Mm-hmm. That's not called multitasking, it's just called poor planning. See, he says, Mahuma Abedkan. So again, in these examples, where and he's just using the phone, because the phone is just the easiest example and illustration of interrupting yourself in the middle of a particular endeavor in which you are engaged. So what do you lose out on? Well, let's say again, the mother answers the phone in the middle of putting her kids to bed, or you know, the person goes ahead and answers in the middle of a bank reconciliation. What do you lose?
He loses
a very important inner spiritual quality, koach halavad, the power of solitude. What the Mechaber is expressing over here is Rav Osai. You see, beforehand we're speaking about the power of solitude literally as being alone. Now we're understanding the power of solitude means the ability to be alone with what it is that you are currently doing. The ability to be wholly and solely devoted to the task at hand, to the exclusion of everything else. That's the koach halavad. Afilu hu lo levad gavar. So remember, sometimes you have to exercise this power of solitude even when you're not alone. Kigon, shemashkim es hayiladim. For example, in this case of where the mother's putting her children to sleep, she's clearly not alone. So again, let's say in that case, what solitude means is the mother being alone with her children. That's the solitude. The solitude is it's me and my children and nothing else. I'm not supposed to extend the circle to include others in that. Adarabo, alav litzamtzem kechol ha'efsher es hakesher im ha'soviv. Person has to keep the circle as tight as possible. Sheyihye lo zman b'yom sheyistragel shekeis hu nimtza levad. And I will say what this does is, when a person wholly and solely devotes themselves to the task at hand, what that does is it creates their ability to be alone with something. In this case, it's alone with the task. We're obviously going to use this as a springboard to be alone with oneself. But obviously, if I can't be alone with the task, if I can't singularly devote myself to something and block out everything else, then by definition, I have no ability to be alone with myself, which we'll get to later. I'm sorry? It's a discipline. That's exactly what it is. It's a personal discipline. Linatzel es zmane hashaket. And by the way, he's going to get into the psychology of why. Being present in the moment. And it's more than just being present. It's being present and it's devoting yourself to the moment. It's giving the entirety of you. And listen, I think we all agree, this is one of the greatest challenges today. If you look at the majority of Shalom Bayis problems that exist today, it's virtually always about communication, and it's virtually always about the inability, one spouse feeling the other one is just not present, using Malcolm's word, just not present. Why? It's not they love each other, they're committed to each other. It's this idea that I'm not giving myself totally to you. So he goes on. Another amazing example. Linatzel es zmani hashaket. To literally appreciate the moments of quiet. Let's expand this a little bit more. Listen, these are such incredible mashalim. Adam chozer habayta v'sof hayom. I come home at the end of the day. Now what happens? Listen to this. Mishamayim zimnuno lahagya v'sha'a she'en af echad babayis. A nes. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated that. What happened? Amazing. I come home and no one's home. No one's home. Now that's a good thing, right? I come home and literally it's quiet. It's quiet. Ha'isha ha'chaim ha'yaladim le'ezeshu makom ha'bayit sheket l'chalutin. What happens? My wife took the kids somewhere and literally the house is just quiet. Yesh lo achshav mervach shal reva sha'ah ad chati sha'ah. Lihios levad im atzmo. So I have 15 minutes, a half hour to be alone with myself. Ma'o ose bizmanza. What would a person often do in these moments? Miad hu poseach es ha'iton. Liros machadash. Oh, so what do? I go ahead, I sit down on the couch, I put my feet up, and I open up the paper. Right? What's happening today? Vimlo chadashos. And again, if not the news, right? Hu nigash le telephone. All roads lead back to the phone. So, and what happens? And again, if it's not the paper, I'll take out my phone and I'll go ahead and I'll finish up some business there. Turn the page.
Of course, he doesn't have a TV, right?
Who knows sin la'atzmo, afilu rega echad, la'sheves b'sheket im'atzmo. Now, what he's pointing out over here is, you know what the real tragedy is? A person doesn't even give themselves of moment to sit in quiet solitude. To sit in quiet solitude. Harei chozer ke'es me'avodat sefufa shal sheva u'shmona shos. As this look what he writes, he says, I just came back from a work day of 7 or 8 hours, right? Halavai, right? Halavai, just a work day of 7 or 8 hours. And what happens? Gam baderech chozer me'avoda hu yashav b'machonit. And what happens? I'm in the car, and today again, remember, the car is not a place of solitude either. I'm on my phone the whole time in the car. I come home and I have the opportunity just for a few moments of quiet. But here's the amazing part: we don't really want quiet. We might want to relax. We might want a diversion. We might want, you know, to not have to think for a little bit of time and just to like zone out a little bit. But the truth is, we don't want quiet. Lora tashaket. Yesh lo zmanim pinuyim, zmanim reguim besoch atzmo. V'ulo menat zel osam. There are opportunities. There are free moments. There are times where ultimately I have the ability to retreat within myself. And for some reason, I fail to take advantage of them. Madua. Let's read a little bit more of the next section. So now he asked the obvious kasha, why? Why? What is it? And we can all relate to this, because the truth is, well, I think one of the greatest challenges we have is often our difficulty to go just leave the paper on the table, right? So what he's asking is why? Why is this? Meaning, it's, remember, these moments are few and far between. But yet, for some reason, we always resort to some type of other, you know, when we have those few moments, we resort to some other type of entertainment. Why? So look what he writes. Pashat piyosa. It's incredibly simple. Mishum she'eno mevin l'shem ma'alav lenatzlam. Because at the end of the day, most of us don't know, why do I need these few moments of solitude and inner quietude? Ma ba'aya b'ma shani osa? What is the big deal if I have a couple of minutes? Why shouldn't I sit down and read the paper? Meaning, the mechaber comes like, we never take any time to be alone with ourselves. So I ask the question, why do I need to be alone with myself? What's the purpose of that? Hakol b'seder, everything is fine. V'chi meira ani l'mishu b'zeh sha'akra iton. Am I hurting anyone that I come home and the house is quiet and I decide to go and read the paper? Ha'im azik l'mishu im erim telephone. Or if I have a couple of minutes and I decide to get on the phone. Adurabo, hiskasharti lidrosh b'sholom yididia ha'ov shema'od sameach mikach. Just the opposite. Who did I call? I called my friend, who I haven't spoken to in a long time and makes me so happy. Lamalo, why not? As well, you know, we'll stop over here for today. We'll leave you on a little bit of a cliffhanger, but tomorrow we'll be here. So again, I'll say what he's saying over here is, remember, the whole premise of this sefer is that often we're just not fully in touch with ourselves. We're just not in touch with it. We just don't necessarily think about or know the things that we do. So he's going to have to say, why do we go ahead and not take the time for ourselves? Very often because we don't even understand the quality of that process. But Emir Tashem will continue tomorrow.
I have my solitude with the TV blasting.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
I mean, like, it's a sound. It's really